We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Mark. Good
morning, Rob. How are you, buddy?
I'm well. Impressive performance across the board from your team, 47-3 win at Lehigh on Saturday. As you've gone back and watched some tape, what impressed you about the way your team played?
Yeah, exactly what you just said. Great team effort. Guys came out with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. We really, watching film, you know, there's always going to be correctables. We always felt that we, had some things that we needed to clean up and some of the schematic things we were doing, but the effort was definitely there. So we're real excited about the way the guys came out and, you know, from start to finish, played really hard throughout the game. And overall, great team win. A lot of guys contributed in a lot of different ways.
Start talking about the offensive side of the ball, a little bit of a slow start, but you certainly got rolling. 506 yards of offense, and especially that ground game with Justin and D. Will Barley. What impressed you on the offensive side?
Yeah, we got both good balance in the run and pass. We did, you know, move the ball a little bit, but had to settle for some field goals early on, as opposed to, you know, getting it all the way and finishing drives with the touchdowns. Couple of mistakes. You know, we had a false start in one of those drives that kind of got us behind schedule and those type of things. But it was really exciting to see, you know, Cole Bunce kick it through the uprights when we gave him the opportunity to do so. But the offense did have great balance, moved the ball well. We were able to give the ball to a lot of different guys. And it was great to see Cove come out and have the game that he had, you know, coming back from, you know, he did some nice things in the spring, but, you know, gave him a few more carries in the opener. And, you know, he just had a nice solid performance. And he'll be the first one to tell you, along with, you know, all of our guys on offense, when we have a ground attack like that or have an opportunity for Dan have some time to get the ball down the field, it all starts up front. So really pleased with the way our guys blocked up front, including our tight ends. You know, our tight ends were really instrumental in the blocking game as well.
First question this morning from David Melander. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Coach, the way the offense was flowing on Saturday, is this something that we're going to be seeing most of the season?
Let's hope so. Oh, I mean, I hope we can have that much balance. I hope we can, you know, run the ball that effectively. And, you know, I hope that, you know, we can still get the ball down the field to some of our receivers and those type of things as well. Like to get our tight ends maybe a little more involved in the pass game. But like I said, they did a great job opening some holes in the run game. So, you know, if we can go in there and continue to move the ball the way we did on Saturday, and, you know, like I heard Jim say at the end of his thing, if we can get 40 plus a game, that would be a great thing. I don't anticipate anything like that happening, but if we can keep that going consistently, that'll be a huge thing for us moving forward.
What impressed you most about the defense?
Defense was flying around. They were opportunistic. They were breaking on the ball. They were tackling pretty well. They're, like I said, the effort was there. We're playing hard. We stopped the run game. They had minus yards rushing. So, and they were throwing the ball more than we anticipated. We thought they would give the ball to their backs a little more, you know, but maybe, you know, we forced them to become a little more one-dimensional. And our defensive backs made some great plays on the ball. I mean, to have 6 turnovers in one game, that's huge. So if we can be that opportunistic on defense, that's exciting moving forward.
How does it feel now to be coming back, playing in front of your home crowd with you're expected to have a full house on Saturday night?
No, I don't know. I don't look at the I don't know what the projections are. You know, I hope we'll have a good crowd. It's a 6 o'clock game. It's, you know, the first time we did have some fans in the game in one game last spring. We allowed some people to come in the April game. But, you know, to have it come back, and to my knowledge, they're going to allow it to get to full capacity if we have that many people show up. I think we'll have a good crowd. 6 o'clock game against Bucknell here this Saturday. I think we'll have a pretty exciting atmosphere.
What about Bucknell that would present some challenges to you guys this weekend?
Well, we just heard that they're having a quarterback change, so now you got to prepare for someone that maybe you don't have as much film on from what you were anticipating and, you know, those things. But, you know, we just got to go out there. And, again, I say this all the time. We try to worry and focus, especially early in the week, you know, until we have an opportunity to get on more film on the opponent, you know, worrying about what we're trying to do and not so much about what they're trying to do. We want to execute our offense, defense, and special teams in a good way. But they're going to be a tough team. They're always a tough team. They play us tough. They're going to come in here ready to play. You know, we're out of the league game. We don't have a lot of familiarity with them. We have played them the last couple years. You don't have a ton of film on them. They had 3 games in the spring and, you know, just the one game this past week that they played against Sacred Heart. So we're going to do the best we can to prepare for them. But again, more importantly, we're going to go out and try to execute what it is we want to do on offense, defense, and special teams. And, you know, they'll present some challenges, I'm sure. I don't know if they'll blitz us as much as Lehigh did. Lehigh, we're anticipating a lot of blitz, which we got early on. And, you know, we'll just have to go out there and hopefully execute at a consistent level.
All right. Thank you.
Mark, you touched on the 6 turnovers. 4 of those were interceptions, 2 by Christian Benford, who certainly played an awful lot of football for you over the years. How nice is it having a guy with his experience there on the back end in the secondary?
Oh, it's great. Christian's 4-year starter, all-league performer. You know, he's only a 4-year senior, so he did not redshirt. So, you know, this is his regular senior season, but he's been playing a lot for us, as you said. So it's exciting to have Christian back there. He's a good corner. He's aggressive to the ball. He plays real well. He can cover, you know, he does a good job in man-to-man, and to have him get 2 turnovers in the opening game was exciting to see. Denzel Williams, the other corner, had one of the other picks. And then the 4th pick was kind of a fluky kind of play. It was our defensive end, CJ Presley, after it bounced off one of the Lehigh players' helmets and kind of got caught up in the air, and he made that play. So, you know, it's always exciting when a D lineman gets an interception. So, but our guys were breaking on the ball and doing a great job. And Christian back there, along with Jalen Goodman, along with Nola Awapetu, we have a lot of experience in the secondary, guys that have played a lot of football for us. So, you know, but Christian is the leader back there, and he gets the guys going. He's one of those first guys out to the practice field, the last guy to leave the practice field guys. So he does a lot to make sure he gets good and hones his craft. And, you know, I'm glad to see he came out and had a good game.
David, do you have a follow-up or is it?
Coach, any updates on any injuries from the game?
Well, Matt Mazza hurt his elbow there. He was playing left tackle in replacement of our original starter, Kofi Appiah, who was out with an ankle, but Kofi should be back this week. Matt will probably miss this week. And then we pretty much came out pretty good after that. Everyone else is pretty solid. We had one of our running backs, Danny Serino, who was a special teams player for us, and he was in there toward the end of the game, and he hurt his hand, so we're going to have him get an x-ray on that. But other than that, we came out pretty good. We rotated a lot of guys through, so we had a lot of guys, you know, nobody played the full 70 plays on offense, or nobody played the full 52 on defense, so we were able to, you know, roll some guys in, get some experience for some of the younger guys, and, you know, get some of the more experienced guys off the field a little bit and get them some rest and get them ready for the next one.
Mark, you touched on how well you guys played in all phases. As you go into this Bucknell game, anything that you'd really like to see your team do any better from week 1 to week 2?
Well, you know, always you want to make sure you just minimize the mistakes. We had a couple penalties that, you know, should not occur. We had a couple mental penalties that we need to clean up. And then, you know, just the missed assignments, you know, not that we had a ton of them. We're pretty clean for the most part. It was a fairly clean first game. We did have the 1 turnover, which was late in the first half, that we gave them the opportunity to get in scoring position for that field goal. But for the most part, it was a pretty clean first game compared to other seasons. And I think I attribute that to the amount of preparation and the fact that we had games in the spring. I think I mentioned that last week. I think this preseason just felt we were further along from the beginning. And it may have shown in the first game. It was a pretty clean game for us, which was good to see. But, you know, as always, you want to just get better week to week. You want to keep building. You want to minimize your mistakes. And, you know, I don't know if you'll ever have a game with 0 mental errors or 0 missed assignments, but that's what you strive for. And, you know, we're hoping we can just make a nice improvement from week 1 to week 2.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for the time today. Good luck on Saturday night, and we'll talk again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Great seeing you. Thank you.
All right, great seeing you too. Thanks.